the President's remarks upon the arrival of the President of Tanganyika, Julius Nyerere, from the South Lawn of the White House, July 15th, 1963.
Mr. President, it's a great pleasure and honor to welcome you, your Minister for External Affairs, and other members of your government here to Washington, and especially to welcome you back once again. I think it's most appropriate that this ceremony should be held between the White House on the one side and on the other between the Washington Monument and the memorial to Thomas Jefferson, because in a very real sense, our guest of honor today, the President of Tanganyika, has played a role comparable to those distinguished Americans in the founding of his country. President Nyerere led the fight, led the way, led the path to independence for his own country. And he has recognized, as our early founding fathers recognized, that that was only part of the struggle, and in some ways, the easiest part. The more difficult is to build a cohesive society once independence has been founded. And it is for that, Mr. President, and for your efforts in this regard, that you are most admired in this country. This is the great test of the statesman, to build once independence has been achieved. Your efforts to build a cohesive, open society, a free society, based on liberal principles, and also to build this society and this country as part of a larger organization of East Africa, has won the respect and admiration of the government and the people of the United States. You are engaged in great work, Mr. President, and we feel it most opportune that you should visit the United States in the summer of 1963, when so much is changing in your own country and in Africa, and where so much is changing here. Progress, we hope, will mark the year 1963 in every field, internationally, nationally, in this continent, in this hemisphere, in your continent, in your hemisphere, and throughout the world. And it is, therefore, a most happy occasion for all of us to welcome a distinguished leader of Africa, a distinguished leader of his own country, a distinguished leader for peace and justice throughout the world, the President of Tanganyika, President Nyerere.